Now, the worship of Avon United Methodist Church, located at 130 Genesee Street in Avon, New York. Reverend Mia Richardson, pastor. Welcome to worship with the Avon United Methodist Church.
Good morning. We welcome you. It is now time for our announcements.
Good morning.
I welcome our family that is here for our baptism this morning. Thank you for coming out for this special occasion. And I also thank Quinn. Quinn, you have a partner with you today. So we thank Quinn and Charlie in advance for the special music that they're going to offer as a gift for us today.
Good morning. I have two announcements. The first one is that the offering envelope boxes are downstairs in the vestibule. And second of all, our offering on Christmas Eve for the Teresa House and the food pantry, which we will split, and the total was $637. So we'll be sending checks to both of them. So thank you very much for your contributions.
Silent night. please stand for our call to worship? You have called your church into the leadership of service. You bless the servant leadership of this congregation.
Grant us vision and generosity as we respond to your calling with greater hearts.
You hear the hearts of all who are burdened.
Accept our prayers on behalf of those for whom we intercede.
We thank you for the abundance of creation.
Hear our prayers of gratitude and thanks. Amen.
Together.
Merciful God, guide and protect your church, and that we always speak and act in ways that are worthy of our calling and as the Spirit is on us. We pray that more and more of us may think, pray, speak, and act as your disciples, bearing the great gift of Jesus' love to everyone we meet. Lord, in your mercy, please hear our prayer. Amen.
And I'm going to do hymn, The Church's One Foundation, verses 1 and 2.
Scripture this morning is from Matthew 28, what Jesus followers must do, verses 16 to 20. Jesus' 11 disciples went to a mountain in Galilee where Jesus had told them to meet him. They saw him and worshiped him, but some of them doubted. Jesus came to them and said, I have been given all authority in heaven and earth. Go to the people of all nations and make them my disciples. Baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teach them to do everything I have told you. I will be with you always, even until the end of the world. Thanks be to God.
Father gave us
This morning is where do we go from here? Does anyone who was at the service on Christmas Eve remember our topic? The wow factor. Yes, we talked about the wow factor, wise ones worship, and we were talking about in Matthew 2 how the Magi, the wise men, went and they offered their best gifts to God, and they bowed down and they worshiped him, and how we as wise persons need to worship God and to give God what he's asking for. Do you remember the key thing that we said that God is asking us for? Asking God to come into our hearts. That's really what God wants. Because if he can get our hearts, he got us. And he wants us to love us with all our heart, our mind, and our soul. Okay, so I, too, when we're talking about the wow factor, that message really, really did a lot to me. It really spoke to me about where I am now and what gifts am I offering Christ daily. Not just during Christmas, but daily. So now when I'm getting up in the morning, it's like a greater conviction on me. Like, how are you going to serve God today? How are you going to worship him today? How are you going to give him everything that he wants today? Are you going to get up early like he wants you to? Or are you going to sleep in? Are you going to help your neighbor? Or are you going to be selfish? Are you going to exercise? Because when we say we're giving God our whole body, right? And he's saying, I need you to exercise so that you have energy to get around. Are you going to give your life today? So I'm faced with those challenges, you know, daily about how, it's not those big things. Sometimes it's just the little things. During the Advent, we took a journey to Bethlehem, and we shared peace, hope, joy, trust, and love along the way. Telling of the Christmas story and singing praises together. But now the birthday party is over. The poinsettias are withering. The music is fading. The cake is gone. The holiday decor must come down. The presents are unwrapped. The visitors have returned home. So what now? Well, after Christmas, life goes on. Some of us have a great life. Some, on the other hand, find ourselves constantly wondering what it all means. And that's okay, because in life we go through mountain and valley experiences. Noel, we've sing that song often about born is the king of Israel. Israel means struggle, to contend, to fight. Jesus is the King of struggles and contention and fight, but he has won the battle, and he gives us the strength to overcome our adversity. We stand on the peak of a new year, and maybe we're secretly longing for this year to be better than the last. It might be a personal cry from within our heart that echoes our concern for others who we know nearby or who remain anonymous and are far away. Maybe you are facing personal difficulties. Maybe you're looking for a job. Maybe you're not doing well in your body. Maybe you're mourning or you're down or you're depressed. Or maybe you look upon this world disheartened and disillusioned. Maybe you're joyful. We are all at a different place in this season, and it's okay. The good news is that suffering and death is not the last word, because God raised Jesus from the dead and poured out the Holy Spirit on creation. In this, we who live in the uncertainty of life are giving hope that the suffering and disappointments that we and others experience are not ignored by God, but shared by Jesus, who continues to look on us with compassion. So, what do we do now after Christmas is over? We go on living. We go on hoping in God, who lived as one of us. We go on yearning to experience God more closely amid all the joy and the suffering we might experience. We continue to worship. We continue to look up like the Magi and seek more of God. We go on celebrating that God cared enough for each of us. We continue our journey to Bethlehem, the house of God. This is what we do now that Christmas is over. We accept the gifts of peace, hope, joy, trust, and love, and we live. And in our living, let us have the heart not only to help ourselves, but to help those that come along with us on this journey. Amen. Let us prepare our heart for giving.
Let us pray. God of mercy and compassion, as we bring our gifts this morning, we still bask in the warmth of celebration of Christmas, with tables surrounded by family and friends, tables filled with abundant food and joy. Alongside these blessings, let us also remember this story of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, fleeing as refugees at your direction to escape persecution in their homeland. We can only pray they found welcome and compassion in their flight. And we pray that the gifts we give and the lives we lead will offer compassion and welcome to your children wherever they are in need. And Christ, who opens his arms to all. Amen. God, we come to thank you again and again and again and again. Let us never grow weary of giving you thanks. Help us, O God, to remember at all times that you are with us, not just on Sundays, but all through the week. Help us to remember that if we want strength, we can come to you. If we want peace, we can come to you. We want joy, love, and we want to trust more. We can come to you. For you are the gift giver. When you gave your son as a gift to the world, you gave us everything that we need to live. So God, help us to leave here today and every day and live. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.
This has been Where Do We Go From Here? With Pastor Mia Richardson from December 29th, 2019. Life goes on after Christmas, but what kind of life is important to us? Each of us is in a different place, but we all continue on the journey to Bethlehem. Mia shared during the season, even though it is now past.
You've been listening to the Avon United Methodist Church, located at 130 Genesee Street in the village of Avon. We hope that you have experienced the love of Jesus Christ during your time with us. We invite you to join us on the air weekly at 7:30 a.m. Sundays. Please visit us on the web at avonnyumc.org or call us at 226-8600. May God richly bless you.